Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Happy Thanksgiving. It is Thursday, November 26th, and we are reading from Acts chapter 21, verses 17 through the end of the chapter to start. When we arrived in Jerusalem, the Lord's followers gladly welcomed us. Paul went with us to see James the next day, and all the church leaders were present. Paul greeted them and told how God had used him to help the Gentiles. Everyone who heard this praised God and said to Paul, "My friend, you can see how many tens of thousands of the Jewish people have become followers, and all of them are eager to obey the law of Moses. But they have been told that you are teaching those who live among the Gentiles to disobey this law. They claim that you are telling them not to circumcise their sons or to follow Jewish customs. What should we do now that our people have heard that you are here? Please do what we ask, because four of our men have made special promises to God. Join with them and prepare yourself for the ceremony that goes with the promises. Pay the cost for their heads to be shaved. Then everyone will learn that the reports about you are not true. They will know that you do obey the law of Moses. Some while ago, we told the Gentile followers what we think they should do. We instructed them not to eat anything offered to idols. They were told not to eat any meat with blood still in it, or of meat of an animal that has been strangled. They were also told not to commit any terrible sexual sins. The next day, Paul took the four men with him and got himself ready at the same time they did. Then he went into the temple and told when the final ceremony would take place and when an offering would be made for each of them. When the period of 7 days for the ceremony was almost over, some of the Jewish people from Asia saw Paul in the temple. They got a large crowd together and started attacking him. They were shouting, "Friends, help us! This man goes around everywhere saying bad things about our nation and about the law of Moses and about this temple. He has even brought shame to the holy temple by bringing in Gentiles." Some of them thought that Paul had brought Trophimus from Ephesus into the temple because they had seen them together in the city. The whole city was in an uproar, and the people turned into a mob. They grabbed Paul and dragged him out of the temple. Then suddenly the doors were shut. The people were about to kill Paul when the Roman army commander heard that all Jerusalem was starting to riot. So he quickly took some soldiers and officers and ran to where the crowd had gathered. As soon as the mob saw the commander and soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The army commander went over and arrested him and had him bound with two chains. Then he tried to find out who Paul was and what he had done. Part of the crowd shouted one thing, and part of them shouted something else. But they were making so much noise that the commander could not find out a thing. Then he ordered Paul to be taken into the fortress. As they reached the steps, the crowd became so wild that the soldiers had to lift Paul up and carry him. The crowd followed and kept shouting, "Kill him! Kill him!" When Paul was about to be taken into the fortress, he asked the commander, "Can I say something to you?" "How do you know Greek?" the commander asked. "Aren't you that Egyptian who started a riot not long ago and led 4,000 terrorists into the desert?" "No," Paul replied. "I am a Jew from Tarsus, an important city in Cilicia. Please let me speak to the crowd." The commander told him he could speak, so Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the people. When they were quiet, he spoke to them in Aramaic. And now we turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 10. Why are you far away, Lord? Why do you hide yourself when I am in trouble? Proud and brutal people hunt down the poor, but let them get caught by their own evil plans. The wicked brag about their deepest desires. Those greedy people hate and curse you, Lord. The wicked are too proud to turn to you or even think about you. They are always successful, though they can't understand your teachings, and they keep sneering at their enemies. In their hearts, they say, "Nothing can hurt us. We'll always be happy and free from trouble." They curse and tell lies, and all they talk about is how to be cruel or how to do wrong. They hide outside villages, waiting to strike and murder some innocent victim. They are hungry lions, hiding in the bushes, hoping to catch some helpless passerby. They trap the poor in nets and drag them away. They crouch down and wait to grab a victim. They say, "God can't see. He's got on a blindfold." Do something, Lord God, and use your powerful arm to help those in need. The wicked don't respect you. In their hearts, they say, "God won't punish us." But you see the trouble and the distress, and you will do something. The poor can count on you, and so can orphans. Now break the arms of all merciless people. Punish them for doing wrong and make them stop. Our Lord, you will always rule, but nations will vanish from the earth. You listen to the longings of those who suffer. You offer them hope, and you pay attention to their cries for help. You defend orphans and everyone else in need, so that no one on earth can terrify others again. And now we turn to Isaiah chapter 14, and we will read the entire chapter. The Lord will have mercy on Israel and will let them be his chosen people once again. He will bring them back to their own land, and foreigners will join them as part of Israel. Other nations will lead them home, and Israel will make slaves of them in the land that belongs to the Lord. Israel will rule over those who once governed and mistreated them. The Lord will set you free from your sorrow, suffering, and slavery. Then you will make fun of the king of Babylonia by singing this song. That cruel monster is done for. He won't attack us again. The Lord has crushed the power of those evil kings who were furious and never stopped abusing the people of other nations. Now all the world is at peace. Its people are celebrating with joyful songs. King of Babylonia, even the cypress trees and the cedars of Lebanon celebrate and say, "Since you were put down, no one comes along to chop us down." The world of the dead eagerly waits for you. With great excitement, the spirits of ancient rulers hear about your coming. Each one of them will say, "Now you are just as weak as any of us. Your pride and your music have ended here in the world of the dead. Worms are your blanket, maggots are your bed. You, the bright morning star, have fallen from the sky. You brought down other nations. Now you are brought down. You said to yourself, 'I'll climb to heaven and place my throne above the highest stars. I'll sit there with the gods far away in the north. I'll be above the clouds just like God Most High.' But now you are deep in the world of the dead. Those who see you will stare and wonder, 'Is this the man who made the world tremble and shook up kingdoms? Did he capture every city and make earth a desert? Is he the one who refused to let prisoners go home?' When kings die, they are buried in glorious tombs, but you will be left unburied. just another dead body lying underfoot like a broken branch. You will be one of many killed in battle and gone down to the deep, rocky pit. You won't be buried with kings. You ruined your country and murdered your people. You evil monster, we hope that your family will be forgotten forever. We will slaughter your sons to make them pay for the crimes of their ancestors. They won't take over the world or build cities anywhere on this earth. The Lord, all-powerful, has promised to attack Babylonia and destroy everyone there so that none of them will ever be remembered again. The Lord will sweep out the people, and the land will become a swamp for wild animals. The Lord, all-powerful, has made this promise. Everything I have planned will happen just as I said. I will wipe out every Assyrian in my country, and I will crush those on my mountains. I will free my people from slavery to the Assyrians. I have planned this for the whole world, and my mighty arm controls every nation. I, the Lord All-Powerful, have made these plans. No one can stop me now. This message came from the Lord in the year King Ahaz died. Philistines, don't be happy just because the rod that punished you is broken. That rod will become a poisonous snake and then a flying, fiery dragon. The poor and needy will find pastures for their sheep and will live in safety. But I will starve some of you and others will be killed. Cry and weep in the gates of your towns, you Philistines. Smoke blows in from the north and every soldier is ready. If a messenger comes from a distant nation, you must say, "The Lord built Zion. Even the poorest of his people will find safety there." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. On this Thanksgiving Day, I especially want to tell you how thankful we as a staff at Mountain Brook Baptist are for you and for the ways that you show us the light of Christ today and throughout the year. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for this fellowship that we call Mountain Brook Baptist. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together so that we might know you and grow in fellowship with you. As we gather with family or friends, or perhaps in a smaller meal, even if we're alone today, Lord, help us to have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit there with us. Would we have a tangible meal with you today where we see you at work and where we taste of your goodness? Father, we are so blessed. Give us spiritual eyes to see so that the things that we lack here would not be burdensome, but that you would provide so that we might have what we need and also so that we might give of ourselves for others. Lord, thank you for your provision for us in Jesus Christ, and it is in his name that we pray. Amen.